Madam President, we're extremely disappointed by the adoption without consent of states of a decision by the Bureau to allow representatives of indigenous peoples selected by OHCHR to take part in discussions with the expert mechanism and with the thematic special rapporteur. Russia recognizes the importance of expanding participation of IPs in the work of the UN, but we understand how difficult it will be while applying the UN Charter, the rules of procedure of the specialized organs. Revisiting these would have negative impacts on the interstate nature of the activities of the UN. We need to maintain the key role of states in selecting and granting special status, status different to the status that NGOs or NHRIs have to representatives of IPs for work in specialized UN fora. It's also important to minimize attempts to create politicized structures with the participation of representatives of indigenous peoples, exploiting them for interference in internal affairs of countries on the guise of upholding their rights. It would be wise to maintain a system of granting organizations of indigenous peoples advisory status under ECOSOC. A prerequisite for this would be presence of state registration as an NGO, national legal status. The indigenous peoples organization should also be rooted in legal, economic and political systems of the country, and their connection with their own country and community should be genuine and not merely declared.